From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN plan for Libya is approved. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome Sunday was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart.
They are determined to speak and move forward for Libya, and we are determined to support them in that effort.
Libya's two rival governments plan to sign the accord in Morocco on Wednesday. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market on Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55. The explosion happened in Parachinar, the administrative center of the Kurram district along the Afghan border. An outlawed Sunni group claimed responsibility. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. One wire service reports as many as 20 may have won. Officials say about 130,000 women registered to vote in Saturday's election, one-tenth of the number of registered men. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate change agreement reached in Paris as a potential turning point for the world. In an eight-minute statement on Saturday, Mr. Obama said by approving the agreement, nearly 200 nations have shown that the world has both the will and the ability to take on the challenge of climate change. Under the agreement, all nations will communicate their climate targets every 5 years, starting in 2020. For more on the summit, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Burundi amid violence involving the military and police officers. The State Department says it has ordered the Department of Non-Emergency U.S. officials and their families. Violence began in Burundi in the wake of contested elections and an attempted coup in May. At least six people were wounded Sunday when violence broke out in the Central African Republic's capital of Bangui. The violence came as voters cast ballots on a new constitution intended to stop more than 3 years of conflict. A journalist with a French news agency reports seeing a number of dead bodies. Muslim and Christian militia members, who have been responsible for the violence, had threatened to stop the vote. If passed, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. Thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday, demanding the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. Impeachment proceedings have already begun against her. She is accused of using illegal budgeting procedures amid a sluggish economy. Sunday's demonstrations were smaller than some of the previous protests. South Africa Sunday lost yet another finance minister. President Jacob Zuma unexpectedly replaced David Van Rooyen with Pravin Gordhan. Mr. Zuma had appointed Van Rooyen less than a week ago after firing in Hanla Nene, a move that touched off a storm of criticism and the collapse of the rand currency. France's center-right parties emerged ahead in initial results of regional elections.
Je veux rendre hommage aux Français.
That's former President Nicolas Sarkozy. Early results show the Republicans of his party and his allies leading in at least 7 out of 13 French regions. The ruling socialists and other leftist parties captured at least 4. After leading in 6 regions during the first round of voting last week, the anti-immigrant, anti-European National Front failed to capture a single region. A new political survey shows Texas Senator Ted Cruz surging to the top among Republican presidential candidates in Iowa. Iowa will hold the nation's first 2016 nominating contest. The Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll late Saturday said Cruz is now winning the support of 31% of Republicans likely to vote in the February 1st party caucuses, outdistancing billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump, who has 21%. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.